Good afternoon. Today is the 25th of September, 2012. Here in Oroville, it's cloudy and overcast with a temperature of 32 degrees Celsius and an added heat index to make it feel like 36 degrees Celsius. The moon is a waxing gibbous with 76% of the moon illuminated. The moon today is in forward-thinking Aquarius. In the news today, we feature a preview from the weekly interview with Bee and Luigi, bridging the polarities. Okay, Bee and Luigi, hi. We're here on Oroville News, and we are giving a little preview as to the round 8, the discussion, number 8, between Bee and Luigi, in which we discuss a few things. We re-clarify a few topics. What do we mean by galaxy plan? What is the master plan? How green is it? How are we going to implement social infrastructure, and what does it mean to us? What does community mean? How can we allow this calm sense of urgency within us to create something for the future? How can we be honest about traumas from the past and allow us to bridge the polarities of the present? We are going to revisit our languaging by turning our no's into yeses and erasing the word versus from our vocabulary. We touched on the problem of the growth rate, and we looked at the deep contradiction with this evolutive tension about how the growth rate of Oroville is quite stagnant. Do you have anything to add, Bee or Luigi?
Well, you summarized it so well. Thank you for that precision that you brought. Yes, we will go into all those things you said, and I hope our listeners understand what we're trying to do, because many of these terms are you know, thrown around all the time in conversations, and they're used to beat on each other. We're trying to bring it down from the galaxy to on the ground, and the master plan from the paper out onto the earth. And what we will do is some of the specific issues that are apparently blocking our growth, we will actually bring the people in here who have been somehow reported to be part of the problem to make them part of the solution.
And adding to this another more subtle aspect, I would say it inwardly, we are searching for the balance between the vertical movement and horizontal movement, inwardly as individual and inwardly as the soul of a city.
Yes.
That by vertical I means all the spirit movement from the highs to the depth, and by horizontal I meant also the broadness, inclusiveness of the material world. And this is not an easy adventure.
No.
It's very much linked to the discovering of ourselves and to the discovery of the soul in group dynamic.
Exactly. The personal link to the Gnostic community,
yeah.
How the individual and the group function together, using this fantastic evolutionary draw toward the future that Sri Aurobindo has given us with the explanation of how the supermind works.
Yeah.
So we're going for it.
Yeah, and to conclude, because this is a brief summary, and I know your and many people's aspiration is the long-term goal of a divine anarchy. A divine anarchy where each one is conscious of the self and everything goes in place, and there are days here, those are days of grace, where we have an incredible harmony. Each one it is at his own place, and all this paper, all this mental construction are thrown away. They are not needed anymore. But for when we are not there, we need this as broad, flexible, evolutionary guides, roadmaps, till the day we throw away everything.
Yes.
And there, I think, is our deeper aspiration to reach one day, whatever time it takes, that state of intuitive spontaneous connection with the true self. And at that moment, maybe we will have the Gnostic community and we will have the real universal dimension of the city.
Right, and we don't even have to look to an end point. I believe that as
on people, the way.
Yeah, the on correct. The way thing.
Yeah, correct.
So
correct.
If each one sees this as a goal, if each one sees the human unity, the Gnostic community, whatever you want to call
mm-hmm,
it,
mm-hmm.
if each one sees that as the goal, then we will walk toward it together. And that, and then we have the sense of community. Mm-hmm. We have our shared vision,
yeah.
and there is, you know, then the joy is there,
yeah.
and only the joy will build the city.
Very nice. So we conclude on the Salvitur ambulando. Okay.
Yes.
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 Walking and doing. Thank you for being here at Orville Radio.
Thank you.
In other news, a performance in Pondy this weekend. Unselfed. Unselfed is a new devised performance piece which explores subjective ideas and propositions of parallel multiple selves. What if you met another you? A living, breathing, other you? Would you have a conversation with her? Or run in the opposite direction? Or what if you found lying in a corner of your house your own body, without the breath of life? What would an encounter like that do to your sense of self? Is reality on this side of the mirror, or over there, or on the other side? Drawing from these ideas, the director and the group of performers worked together over a prolonged period to create a performance based on experiences of being unselfed. Abandoning conventional linear narratives, the work invites the viewer to journey into an evocative landscape of non-stories told through visual and physical segments. The piece has been developed through a collaboration between contemporary dancers and theater performers. It will be showing the 28th, the 29th, and 30th of September, all this weekend, beginning at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti's Sir Ratan Tata Kotu Kovil in Eriyanchavadi, Pondicherry. And it's produced by the Company Theatre and the Shapeshift Collective. That's all from Oroville today. In studio are Miriam and Antonio with Andy on mic. Any questions or comments can be directed to orovilleradio.org. I quote, I slept and dreamt that life was joy. I awoke and saw that life was service. I acted, and behold, service was joy. That's from Tagore. Thank you for listening.